This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, as usual, last night, this morning, and now sitting here in front of all these stories going over and before we went live moments ago, I don't know where to start because there's just so much crazy, out-of-control news going on. You never know when the public's going to have their attention captured by corruption. Huge, horrible things can go on for a long time, and then suddenly the straw breaks the camel's back. But the cover-up of the death list, now going back to 2008, of veterans at the VA hospital system is really making the public angry. And my point is, are you angry about that more than you're angry about the Pentagon, Homeland Security, and local police departments publicly training to take on veterans and gun owners, saying they're the number one enemy, the number one threat? I mean, that's Twilight Zone level. And I use that term Twilight Zone Outer Limits because it's such a big deal. And this is starting to capture people's attention. After we covered it last week and DrudgeReport.com carried it Sunday and Monday, there are a bunch of news articles in local newspapers responding as the media, the local media, that's mainstream media, but more alternative because at least they report, you know, some important stories. They're not totally controlled. I'm a bigger fan of local mainstream media than I am of national, globalist, state-run media. But still, they regurgitate so much of it. It's a hybrid of the two, in my view. Police site protection is need for heavily armored truck. That's out of the Northwestern newspaper. And I've got several others here. Wisconsin police reassure residents they won't be shot at from military truck. And so we're starting to force a debate about this. Kind of like 4 months ago, I sent Jakari Jackson and crew out to the West Coast because of increased radiation levels, and they cited our report in a bunch of newspapers as the reason that the news started to cover it, and now the Navy's involved, the Department of Energy's involved, and is confirming all sorts of increased radiation, different isotopes associated with Fukushima, but also illegal dumping all over the West Coast. And again, I'm not bragging. Hey, we reported on something, and now it's getting picked up. I'm saying you have that power, too. The issue is when dinosaur media won't cover serious issues, we can't just sit there and complain and say, they're setting the agenda. We have to go out and start our own YouTube channels, Access TV shows, local radio shows. That's how you get a syndicated radio show. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. If you go out with a camera and report on things with your own Geiger counter, or if you go out and report on crime in your area, you'll end up having a bigger audience than mainstream media because you're reporting on what you think's important. And guess what? 9 times out of 10, it's going to resonate with other people in your area. And your goal isn't to have a website with a bunch of traffic and just make money. But it's good to go out, have your advocacy for truth and justice, and make money to fund a better platform. The two things go together like a horse and carriage. That's why the White House memos that came out from Clinton a few months ago and the rest of it point to the fact that the system is obsessed with any type of economy, be it media, be it food, information, whatever it is. They don't want you going to farmers markets. They don't want you buying milk from Amish. They don't want you starting your own website. They don't want you supporting a local independent radio show. They don't want you to do that because they want to control the whole game and have you only go through their system. We start revolutionary thought of just changing our activities, our behavior, a little bit. And it'll shift the whole paradigm because people are so hungry for that. So that's coming up. Huge news on China and a web war. huge news on an invasion of Libya, China, and Vietnam on the edge of war. I mean, the world's going into hyperdrive like I told you it would.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters, and breads, and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, my friends, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live. Back weeknight, 7 o'clock Central, InfoWars Nightly News. Sundays, we have the live transmission, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with the Sunday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. Okay, it is an absolute total overload of news and information today. I'm going to do my best to cover it all. China halts cybersecurity cooperation after U.S. spying charges. That is breaking via Bloomberg right now. And, of course, there's now espionage charges that the, quote, U.S. is levying against Chinese individuals. China's decision to suspend its involvement in the cybersecurity working group with the U.S. after being accused of commercial spying threats to undo efforts aimed at finding common ground to tackle hacking. China halted the dialogue and threatened further retaliation after the U.S. indicted five Chinese military officials yesterday for allegedly stealing trade secrets. China's foreign ministry called the U.S. move a serious violation of the basic norms of international relations, while China's State Internet Information Office linked the U.S. actions to a thief yelling, "Catch the thief." The group was established by John Kerry. I mean, the Clintons were famous for transferring missile secrets, computer secrets, avionics to the communist Chinese government. So this is getting serious. China has now summoned the U.S. envoy. Reuters is reporting China summoned the U.S. ambassador after the United States accused five Chinese military officials of hacking into American companies to steal trade secrets, warning Washington it could take further action, the foreign ministry said on Tuesday. So things are heating up big time right now, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play a clip in a moment of the Russian prime minister saying we're, quote, approaching a second Cold War. Notice you've got Thailand declaring martial law and shutting down the media that they don't control. You notice you've got China massing troops on its border with Vietnam, basically threatening to invade. You notice you've got all hell breaking loose in a globalist-sponsored civil war, a proxy war in Ukraine. And we've got another Reuters headline here today. U.S. moves more forces closer to Libya as unrest grows. And the Lancet Medical Journal admits that it is a totally failed society run by Al-Qaeda since it was, quote, liberated 3 years ago by NATO backing Al-Qaeda forces. The only industrialized country in the North or Central Africa. South Africa is partially industrialized in some of its city areas, very high tech in some of its cities, but still kind of like a first world within a third world. Africa is literally being destabilized, and the globalists put Al-Qaeda in charge, use it to then destabilize the whole area, not just northern Africa, but western, central, eastern Africa. And then the answer is move in U.S. troops to take control of airfields for drone bases to, quote, fight the Al-Qaeda they put in charge. The same Al-Qaeda that was running security in Benghazi that went over during the stand down to kill the ambassador. So that's what's going on. And the Turkish head ambassador was there as well hours before Stevens was killed. I mean, it's just crazy. And let me explain what a world war is. My lay definition, it's when you have multiple major powers fighting simultaneous two-front wars on multiple continents. Let's see if my definition is good. Guys, search engine the definition of a world war. But the point is that that's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. And the first artificially intelligent computers aren't coming. They're here. They can predict the future in mass movements, even individual movements. When Amazon can predict what you're going to order before you order it and is already having a robot package it, that's AI. And when you've got regional wars going on everywhere, that's a world war. World War III, they call the Cold War. Well, if this is World War IV via proxies, it's begun. I would say World War IV is beginning. Definition of world war, according to what Webster? A war engaged in by all or most of the principal nations of the world, especially capitalized both WS, either to such wars of the first of the 20th century. That's right. Major powers involved in multi-continent warfare is generally the definition that I was taught. But when you look at China threatening to attack Japanese islands, threatening to take Philippine islands, they're acting just like Japan did in the 30s in the lead up to the attack on Pearl Harbor. When you've got China belligerently grabbing oil-rich waters off the coast of Vietnam that are not theirs, that's how the Japanese behaved back in the 30s. They actually invaded Vietnam to get the rubber trees and a bunch of other stuff and the slave labor. When you've got North Korea acting belligerently and constantly pulling stuff now and artillery barrages, when you've got the proxy war for the EU into Ukraine, when you've got the destabilization of the Middle East using Al-Qaeda, with the U.S. then and NATO bringing troops up in the rear, and you add all the other stuff that's going on around the world, this is the beginning of World War IV. The Pentagon calls the Cold War World War III. They say World War III was already fought. And it went on from the 50s with Korea right through up until the fall of the, quote, Soviet Union in the late 1980s up until 1991 and Boris Yeltsin and all the rest of it. But there's major resets going on right now. And it has to do with the global devaluation of currencies, not just the dollar. It has to do with you've got inflation in some sectors, deflation in others by design. You've got a managed, controlled global economy with the Anglo-American establishment at the top, but China and Russia as major players. This is a serious situation. And I know I state the obvious here. You got major gas deals going on right now between Russia and China to supply China all the oil and gas they need. That's what's happening. And this is not being done. The globalists are not trying to destabilize Russia and China right now because they want to help America. They want Russia down. They want China down. They want the U.S. down. But with China as the strongest overall to be the main U.N. police force in the future. That's all been stated by David Rockefeller, Zbigniew Brzezinski. I mean, you can go pull up op-eds they've both written in the New York Times on that subject, endorsing Chinese communism as the model. Because it isn't really communism. It's a tiny elite with slave factories everywhere calling it communism. In fact, the last Chinese president before the new one came in was in the BBC, was quoted, and he said, I forget his name. I just remember reading the quote over and over again on air. In fact, people could probably search engine this. Chinese communism is the ultimate expression of pure, perfect capitalism, was the quote. Chinese communism, Chinese-style communism, is the perfect and pure expression of capitalism. And people said that doesn't make any sense. No, to the globalist it does. It's a managed capitalism with elites offshore above the law, with inner party members over each country worth billions and billions living in giant pleasure palaces. You live in a loincloth in a coffin apartment that's less than 100 square feet when they're done with you. They live in giant palatial palaces with guards everywhere. Do you understand that? They want you poor to control you. Now let's play the Russian prime minister coming out and saying a new Cold War is basically starting.
Some decisions taken by the U.S. administration are disappointing. We have indeed done a lot for Russian-U.S. relations. I believe doing so was right. The agreements that were reached with America were useful. And I'm very sorry that everything that has been achieved is now being eliminated by those decisions. Basically, we are slowly but surely approaching a second Cold War that nobody needs. Why am I saying this? Because a competent politician knows how to make reserved, careful, subtle, wise, and intelligent decisions, which I believe Mr. Obama succeeded at for a while. But what is being done now, unfortunately, proves that the U.S. administration has run out of those resources, and the United States is one of the parties to suffer from this.
But the globalists want more weapon sales. They want Russia to have to spend its money on weapons instead of development. And then the globalists, by creating destabilization, they stand to gain. And I know I'm stating the obvious here. It's just that it's hiding in plain view. And the general public, I'm actually starting to hear anti-Russian talk in restaurants and on the streets and on talk radio. And it is just ultimately stupid. The Russians are collapsing. Their population is collapsing. The Soviet Union collapsed. They're just trying to get back on their feet. And we don't stand to gain by a Cold War with the Russians any more than we do having the Middle East destabilized and Al-Qaeda put in charge everywhere. So this is a big, big deal. And we'll open the phones up and get your take on this as well. But do you see how everything's moving at once? They're rolling out that, yeah, the domestic military and militarized police and armored vehicles and tanks is for veterans and gun owners. Yeah, yeah, we think you're going to start blowing stuff up. Any moron can see that the globalists are the ones that have the motive, the history, and the means to do it. So we're just waiting for that shoe to drop, that balloon to go up. I'm going to get into this Libya situation. We're going to get into study shows no shortage of high-tech workers in the U.S. Yeah, there's a glut of high-tech workers. They want to drive down the wages even more. People say, well, that's fine. That's free market. No, it's not free market to compete with India and China that basically are in slavery. Where people live 20 people to a room. It's a race to the bottom. Ross Perot was right. It's basic economics. But Canada opened up free trade with us 5 years ago. Their average worker, industrial, was getting $35 an hour. It's $15 an hour 5 years later. Our average industrial worker, $20 an hour. You go to Mexico, it's going to drop down to 10. Now, you want that to happen? This is not going to build up society. It's going to implode it. Well, I tell you what, Ross Perot was 110% correct. But Al Gore laughed at him, and that's all that mattered. He was right, Al Gore.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I hear the train a-blowin'.
The train a-comin'. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps rolling. On down the San Antonio.
I bet there's rich folks eating
when I was just a baby,
in a fancy dining car. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us.
just to watch him.
Where to start? Let me just give you some of the headlines that are coming up. White House vows CIA will not stage fake vaccine programs. Former Prime Minister of Malaysia accuses CIA of covering up MH370 disappearance. That's some of the news on that front. Fed's latest land grab, designate contested New Mexico area a national monument. We're going to be getting into that report. We're going to be breaking down this extremely important article that's the top story up on Infowars.com. In fact, I'm going to have this story red-linked because it's so important. The plan to kill the Internet uncovered. Breaking. 10 ways the freedom of the World Wide Web is being dismantled. Or 10 ways the Internet is being dismantled piece by piece. Is what I would say. Paul Watson and I both wrote this article together. And it breaks down the 10 ways they're killing it. We're going to be going over that starting at the beginning of the next segment. And this subject's going to be the main focus of the next issue of the magazine. And again, you can say, well, I don't care if the Internet's free. I don't care if they don't censor. It's going to be economic. They first have to censor political speech. And then they can censor everything else, ladies and gentlemen. That's how it works. They want to economically be able to keep you from having your businesses, your products online, or charge you a prohibitive rate for access to it via the telecoms. You're already paying for it with your connection. You're already paying for the bandwidth of Netflix and everything else. The attempt to charge Netflix and the end consumer to get to Netflix or to get to Infowars.com or DrudgeReport.com. And it's not just that. The head of the FCC came out. See, I'm already covering this. I'll cover it in the next segment. Last week and said, look, they want to bring in fairness doctrine, federal elections commissions, the same folks that have had Dinesh D'Souza arrested. He's now pled guilty. I guess because they'll go light on him if he just gets probation for getting his friends to donate money, something Obama does, times a billion, literally. I mean, it's just insane. Obama's gotten billions and billions and billions and billions and billions, most of it seedy, corrupt donations, illegal donations. And Dinesh D'Souza, what was it, like $30,000 he got his friends to give, bundling? Now they're saying, well, it's not 30, it's 15,000 to a U.S. Senate campaign of his friend. I mean, this is just wild. The intimidation of political giving that isn't the Democrats. If people were persecuting the Democrats like this, I'd come out against it. And this is serious. You shouldn't go up to the pro-lifers, everybody else. Obama supporter brags about illegal foreign donations on president's own website. And remember that article? In fact, print me that, please. It's so incredible how open they are with the foreign donations, all of it, and the hypocrisy of it, the corruption of it, is mind-boggling. So we're going to get into that report. We've got a new report. Wisconsin police reassure residents they won't be shot at from military truck. But then we have in Indiana the police getting the same giant armored vehicles from Iraq and Afghanistan. The globalists just produced more and then said, oh, it's surplus. Here's a brand new one. By the way, they're building more. Oh, yeah, that's surplus too. No, they are arming and training local police. And in their own words, we'll play the clip again. It's for veterans. They're the enemy. We need this for the veterans. What did Big Sis say 6 years ago in those internal documents? And then she doubled down and defended it to the Associated Press. Returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, pro-lifers, Ron Paul supporters, Chuck Baldwin supporters. You know, I wasn't in that first MIAC report. Aaron Russo, posthumously, he'd been dead for a couple of years when that came out. They said his movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, that just exposes the fraud of the IRS. Why, that's terrorism. Now, I'm many of the other reports. I'm very honored by that. But I want to be on the list and the top of all the list. Like John Hancock, signed his signature so big. So it was a death warrant to do it. If they didn't succeed, your family, your children, your treasure, your name. So he signed it bigger than everybody else's, John Hancock. And I am just completely insulted that I was not in that original report. But now, and of course, now I'm in all the big new ones, and I appreciate that. in the White House reports, you name it. Thank you. That's a bad.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
I don't know what he is except a conspiracy theorist.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Web freedom, ladies and gentlemen, is being butchered. And they're using the same cocktail of programs from communist China to France to the United States to get the job done. The plan to kill Internet freedom uncovered 10 ways the freedom of the World Wide Web is being butchered. 10 ways the freedom of the web is being butchered worldwide, completely dismantled. And the story is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And you can also go to InfoWars.com and see the new look of the website. We're leaving it basically the way it looked before, just with a new font and new coding so that it works better. And then we're going to phase it in about another month with a more responsive, wider page. And then just incrementally over the next 6 months, we're going to transform the site. We've got a good company to do that. So that's what we're doing right now with InfoWars.com. You can see how the new pages load. We're getting pretty much unanimous reviews that people like the way the site looks. And the top half of the front page of InfoWars.com looks the same. The article pages have a new font, a new layout, and a new look. The nav bar at the top is different. But what's really important is the bottom half of InfoWars. is a more responsive system based on breaking news and is a lot easier to navigate. So be sure and check out the new Infowars.com. And then again, we're going to try out some other designs with PrisonPlanet.com. But we tried a couple other designs people didn't like. We launched this last night. We're getting up to say 95% positive reviews. So I think we're going to stick with this. And then, as I said, phase it into something that looks more like the London Guardian meets Wired Magazine or something over the next 6 months. I mean, it won't look the same in 6 months. It's just that people cannot stand a whole new look, even if it's clean. So we're just going to, I mean, we can't damage the fact that this site has over a million people that visit it every day. And it's one of the largest alternative media sites in the world. So it's got an old eight-year design that's been great. It was great 8 years ago when Kurt Nemo designed it. That's just been out of date for a few years. And so Kurt's really worked with everybody to update it. We appreciate his fine work and the whole team. Buckley Hammond, Anthony Gucciardi, Molly Rogers, and so many other, the whole crew here. Tim Frugier, everybody's just done a great job. There's no way to thank everybody that worked on getting it updated. But again, Infowars.com. Then, of course, you have the backup mirror site. It's not really a mirror, but it has most of the same news. But a lot of news that doesn't ever get to Infowars for some reason ends up on Prison Planet. So you need to visit both sites, obviously. And we appreciate you clicking on the sponsors as well to support the broadcast. And finally, I was going to do it this week again, but then I've been messing with a whole bunch of other stuff we're rolling out. I tend to bite off more than I can chew, but I'm learning to eat the elephant one bite at a time. We're getting close to launching in the new studio. And if it's not later in the week, it'll be next week that I'll start hosting the news in the new studio. It's just that, again, we've been working mainly on the satellite uplinks and, you know, the format of the TV show and a bunch of other things we've been doing and just keeping all the other plates in the air, all the other balls in the air. It's like a cartoon where the character has like 100 plates in each hand trying to balance it. But we're getting there. We're getting there. Part of our strength is we're totally independent and don't have consultants really, and I kind of built this on my own just from the ground up. So that's what made it resilient, successful, and avant-garde in many respects, but also sloth-like and quirky in other ways. And we move at light speed in some ways and kind of rattle trap in others, but it's getting better and better, and we've just got a superlative team overall that are staying on mission and focus and doing a better and better job. I think everybody can hear that with the radio show, see that with the simulcast with TV, and so much more. And you, the listeners, taking action out there, we should not take the fact that this show is on the air for granted. We should not take other libertarian, freedom-based sites for granted. Because just because we're starting to win the info war does not mean that the globalists aren't going to strike back and aren't striking back. We're starting all these wars worldwide, economic crises, health crises that they could either exacerbate or stage. It's a critical juncture, and you see the world speeding up, the quickening, the pre-singularities that are starting to happen. They're going to shake society up in a lot of good ways, but also a lot of bad ways. But being aware of these changes and not just blowing them off is the way to be successful in a time of change. A lot of people think being politically and economically aware, geopolitically aware, technologically aware of major trends and futurist paradigms and projecting the lines forward, people think of that as work. Hey, let's just go party. Let's just go have fun. Well, you need balance in life. And if you don't spend any time learning about the mysteries of the universe, you're going to be a very dull, unhappy, narcissistic person who only cares about vanity. And vanity will fade, or the looks that you're vain about, or the baubles, the toys, will fade and will not deliver to you, in my experience, but historically this has been well documented. I mean, this is a lot of common sense I'm putting out here. I'm not reinventing the wheel. Vanity will destroy you. Worldliness will destroy you. Baubles, goods, The worship of things and the final equation will not fulfill you. But at the same time, if the globalists can keep you poor, never attaining goods, you will never know that they really don't matter in the final equation. Once you have good shelter, good transportation, and basic health care. Then you go, oh, wow, I want to go on and help other people, or I want to go on and create art. I want to go on and explore. I want to trailblaze. I want to invent. That's the real human spirit. So they try to keep you suppressed and not getting those basic things you need so that you will stay basically trapped in their paradigm. So I'm not saying that material things don't matter. If you didn't have material things, they're going to matter. If you can't get the money to pay for your children's root canal, it's going to be a big deal. If you can't get money to put fuel in your tank to get to work, it hurts bad when you're speeding because you're late 10 miles over the speed limit and the cop pulls you over and writes you that $200 ticket that you don't have. So everything in this world is balance and obviously a paradox, but I'm digressing. I want to get into the attack on the internet first, then these other reports. Coming up in the third hour, it's so crazy, the audio is so crazy, that I'm going to air it just to illustrate how out of control Satanists are. Dan Bedondi last week was up there at that black mass in Connecticut that was at the major college there that got so much attention. Now, you guys brought that into my stack. Where is that? No, I asked for you to print me some more on the black mass at the start of the show. And I saw you doing it. I just wanted the details of that. Thank you. But the point is that Dan Bedondi mailed us the footage. Guess he had trouble uploading it or whatever. But the point is that we got the footage Friday. We saw it yesterday. And we're going to premiere some of it here because none of this has been on the news. Little short sound bites have been on the news. We have like an hour of this. We have 10 minutes of it boiled down. That is sensational. Now, 5 minutes of it, I'll get posted to InfoWars.com. It was on the nightly news last night. But we have 10 minutes that hasn't been seen. I'm going to premiere coming up in the third hour. If you're a radio listener, you can go to InfoWars.com/show to find the free video feeds if you want to see it or you can listen to it. But the Satanists are running around saying, we will kill you, Christians. There will be blood everywhere. We want your blood. And, I mean, the Satanists, their eyes, I think it's a trick of the lights, but they're actually glowing in the dark. I mean, it's like something out of a movie, folks. These are like real Satanists.
Yeah, they say they own our children, just like MSNBC.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And the Christians are out there. And some of them are as hokey as the Satanists are crazy. And some of these Satanists doing this at Harvard, at the church, sanctioned by the university, they're prominent Satanists. They're the ones that want to get the public plaques of Baphomet with the children lovingly sitting in his lap. And I just want to illustrate the type of people this culture is creating. But it was not canceled because of protest. Harvard had agreed that they could, quote, recreate the black mass. But when the Satanists showed up, they were so out of control, desecrating the church and doing stuff in it, reportedly. This is what Bedondi has reported and was there. That's some of it on tape. That's when the school said, look, you got to get out of here. Because these people were running around howling and were completely out of control. And I got to be honest with you, I had a real instinct to want to punch these people in the nose.
People against goodness and normalcy. P-A-G-A-N. Pagan.
Ah, there are two who have not yet sipped the nectar of Satan.
Now see, folks, that's a pagan party right there.
A small surprise before the ceremony starts?
Some pills.
Why not?
Oh, you? I had a big lunch.
By the way, in high school growing up, I actually got taken. I said this on air. I got taken to a couple of just the regular pagan parties. And then one time I didn't know where I was going in college, and they took me to one because those are super widespread. And that's just a bunch of crazy people wanting to party. Usually led by Satanists at the top that want to manipulate and control people. It is a cult and it's bad. But the Satanists are an entirely different ball of wax. Then you've got the Luciferians. And, of course, you can argue the pagans are really worshiping Satan, which they are. the horned god, you know, the druids, and people get mad and say, that's not who our God is. We don't sacrifice people. Look, that's pure bull. Go take an anthropology course. Stop saying you don't sacrifice kids. Then you're not following a druidic rite. Then you're not following a Celtic system. Okay? You're not following a Babylonian system. You're not worldwide, every culture sacrifices children on fire altars. Okay? Every culture. The Aztecs did it. Everybody did it. Aztecs mainly cut their hearts out, but they also drowned them and burned them. And every culture did it. Even the ancient Chinese had some of it going on. The Chinese were the first to stop it. I got to give them credit 5,000 years ago. So let's just act, because I always love the Wiccans send me emails and stuff, and they get real mad. And they say, Alex, what's saying we're Satanists and we you know, that we sacrifice kids? Well, you're not really a Wiccan then. You're a modern, kind of bleached out fake one who just says that they, you know, follow Mother Earth stuff and all this stuff. Fine, whatever. I'm not even saying you're a bad person. Let's just be honest about it. I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you, at the bottom of the rat hole is the murder of children, and I don't like it. The exploitation of children. So that's coming up in the third hour. I'll play that 10-minute report and give commentary on it. We will premiere that here. So we should tweet out that we're going to show the Black Mass and fights. I don't know how you describe it. I mean, I came up with words. Satanists battle Christians in the streets of Connecticut? Satanists call for blood of Christians? I mean, these people are literally foaming at the mouth in a demonic rage. And I'm just saying. It's a good. I'm just saying. I'm not trying to act tough, folks. I'm not tough. I've been had a broken leg in a fight, been in the hospital. I've had my butt kicked plenty of times. But if these Satanists got in my face for saying stuff, I'm telling you, I could not help it. I would definitely have punched them in the nose. And then they'd be like, look at the Christian being aggressive. You're calling people's blood and saying your children belong to us. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. Now, I'm not saying we should burn them at the stake or anything. I don't know, man. It's just out of control. Waterlogged logs to them, throw them in the water, see if they sink. If they sink, it means they're innocent, but they die. If they float, they're a witch. A witch? A witch? I'm joking, folks. I'm not saying do that. I'm quoting Monty Python. The point is, we don't just air stuff because it's entertaining, but this is sensational. So we're going to play that coming up in the third hour and tie it into Bohemian Grove and Luciferianism. What is Luciferianism versus Satanism versus pagan parties, which are just ubiquitous? Ubiquitous. They've had articles in Texas Monthly, you know, with years ago with Democratic officials that go out and literally a bunch of women go out and howl at the moon and, you know, do witchcraft. I mean, it's just that mainstream, folks. So it's all going to get broken down today. We're going to go to break, and I promise I'm going to come back and get into how they're going to kill the Internet and how we can stop it. The plan to kill the Internet uncovered. It's red-linked up at Infowars.com, and I am begging you to get this out to friends and family and everybody else, because I got to be honest, no one even seems to know how it's being done. People all debate one little part or the other part. We're not just looking at the Hydra heads. We're looking at the necks and the body and the legs and the belly and the tail of what's doing this and what the end game goal is. And it's an article Paul Watson and I put together last night and this morning. We worked on it last night and this morning. And we're going to be getting to that when we come back from break. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, I cannot tell you enough how powerful Super Male Vitality is. And it works on men and women. We do have a female version. That's actually a totally new formula coming out that's been tested on, well, Steiner's wife took it and some other guys' wives took it and didn't even tell them to say it was, you know, didn't give them placebo, said, hey, what do you think of this? And it just really gave them a lot of vitality. Energy, libido, workout, you name it. This is the most concentrated stuff out there. That, by the way, comes out next week. Female, super feminine vitality. A true fusion of herbs concentrated for female fusion. That is coming out next week. In fact, it gets delivered from the laboratory tomorrow. But we will sell no wine until it's time, to quote the late, great Orson Welles. Super male vitality is available right now with the 8 concentrated herbs and fruit extracts, totally organic, and your purchase funds the operation. So you really can't miss. Just order it. Know you're supporting the broadcast. We have a special right now, the Super Male Vitality with a Survival Shield, Nation Iodine, where you save, I don't know, what is that, like 40% total off the regular cost? I mean, this is very expensive to produce. Leading competitors are twice this price and are not even organic from our research. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and find the other InfoWarsLife.com products right there on the site. You can find the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, all the other products discounted at InfoWarsHealth.com, or again, call toll-free 888-253-3139. You've heard the rave reviews from listeners calling in unsolicited. Try it out. Take the challenge.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your wooden door frames are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with a Door Sentinel. Protect your home now at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com for a special limited time offer. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to MyFarmInABox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's MyFarmInABox.com or 855-918-3663.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103.
103.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. when you dig my grave?
Will you dig it shallow so I can feel the rain?
So I can feel the rain.
Must be some old Texas saying, because Willie Nelson comes from the same area as my dad. But that's an old saying, like, I just want to be buried with no box close to the surface so I can feel the rain and bury me under an apple tree so I may touch your lips or taste your lips again. That's a great idea. I'd like to be buried about 3 feet in the ground under an apple orchard. Plant a bunch of apple trees on top of me. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get into how they plan to kill the Internet. The plan to kill the Internet uncovered. 10 ways the freedom of the World Wide Web is being dismantled. The Internet has emerged as the most empowering tool of individual freedom since the Gutenberg Press, affording billions of people worldwide not only the tool of instant communication, but access to the wealth of liberating information, freedom from the chains of received consensus, and the opportunity to become their own media platform, as well as commerce and ideas. It's just across the board. This represents an ever-increasing threat to the status quo of the elite, which is why the establishment is working feverishly to dismantle the freedom granted by the World Wide Web in its current form. And we go through the death of net neutrality worldwide that's openly being announced. Number two, intelligence agencies are manipulating Internet with deliberate disinformation, and governments are paying trolls to sway public opinion. Media news websites are killing comment sections. The Obama administration's cognitive infiltration of the Internet with Cass Sunstein to create disinfo, false flag cybersecurity attacks, FBI, CIA releasing worms on purpose to then bring the web down as a pretext for increased web regulation. Number seven, fairness doctrine for the Internet is being openly announced, and the head of the FCC has said it's a plan to target libertarian media like Matt Drudge. Homeland Security's Internet kill switch, number eight, which they openly announced they're putting the hubs in to do it. It's like Thailand just killed the Internet, basically, for news under martial law. Number nine, new taxes and regulations set to stifle communications and sales on the web and to surveil it. Web IDs, SOPA and CISPA, and the FBI's Internet backdoor. We should probably add a few bonuses at the end. The web ID they're pushing, and a lot of other stuff. But that's the 10 big ways they're doing it. And actually, I talked about this with Paul. He did a transcript of some of what I said. We need to add Internet 2, where they create the fast lane internets, to quote Bush, internets. We need to add the 10, but then say, and incidentally, the last two, or even more important, two bonus ones. I'm going to call Watson. I want to get added. Internet fast lanes is net neutrality, but it's another way of doing it, where they build a, quote, new Internet and then attack the old Internet. That's the key to this whole article, is that they've created a new Internet that's, quote, safe, but you don't have any rights on it because they're not attacking it, and then they just phase out the old one. And then Internet ID. And I know that's in there. We need to really state the key to it. What people understand is kill the old Internet with all this weight. Collapse it like they collapse societies, and then bring in their solution. Just like they've collapsed Libya with Al-Qaeda in the last 4 years. Now they're going to send in U.S. troops to take control of it and then have some fake skirmishes with the Al-Qaeda groups they're openly funding. But the Al-Qaeda will actually kill our troops. It's real. It's just the globalists are running both puppets. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. Have a special guest joining us. Tons of news. We haven't even skimmed the surface.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies.
worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.